When you want to attend the framework to return only specific columns, you use anonymous types. And so, for example, you can write a predicate in the way like access this DB context, orders, where order amount is bigger than $2,000, which is a filtering, and then you will do the transformation. So select, and in that select as a parameter, you pass that shaping predicate, and in that predicate, in the lambda function, you will return something like a new, and then into that anonymous type, you will put there xyz equals order.name and abc equals order.amount and maybe id equals order.orderid. This way, entity framework will automatically infer like what columns you need to retrieve from the database, so it won't materialize the query in a way where you would see select asterisk like all the columns and then from the table, but it would explicitly define select let's say order ID and order amount and then order, what did I say, name, and then it will return all this. So anonymous types or predicates, and you can use the mapping using artifact, but you need to make sure that that mapping is something that entity framework or entity framework core can handle. I saw multiple times where in the predicate you had there something too complex that the entity framework provider wasn't able to understand and read because the expression was just way too complex, and because of that all the data was loaded to a client side, or to be more specific, like to the application server memory, pretty much to the caller of the SQL server, and then everything was then trimmed in memory. So it must have been retrieved and transported over the wire. It must have been parsed and deserialized from the stream. And then, you know, you had it in memory. Again, you were wasting CPU cycles just to ditch most of the data after you do all this heavy lifting. So anonymous types are a way to go.